This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone, from the Quest Center in Omaha. This is the Doug and Danny Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, where the 2010 State High School Wrestling Championships are taking place. Doug Duda, along with Big Daddy Tony Davis, our producer-engineer back in the studios, Derek Stenson. Glad to have you along with us here on this Thursday. For the next hour, we'll be talking a little wrestling and the world in general when it comes to sports. Don't forget that the emails are wide open at the Dead Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Also at ESPNSuperstation.com, you can get a link to the results from state wrestling. You can give us a buzz at 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. But we're underway. We're just a little bit past the midway point in classes B and C here, and a decent crowd on hand. And Daddy, wrestling is what's going on. That's the top story for here, being here at the Quest, but obviously the top story is yesterday afternoon. Our buddy Tiger, he's gonna talk tomorrow.
Well, that seems to be what's catching everybody's eyes. Front page of the USA Today. Why would Tiger Woods, what he has to say, influence anything? But nonetheless, that's what people are going to be viewing in tomorrow morning, roughly 10 a.m. live from TPC at Sawgrass. He'll do it from the clubhouse while the Accenture match play is going on, which I'm not sure the PGA Tour are real crazy about. But
well, they talked about that this morning. Evidently, his agent contacted, and they talked to the people at the Accenture. It won't be on TV while he's having his press conference. They didn't want to say anything, you know, and mess with that. But already on Mike and Mike this morning, somebody chimed in. Yeah, maybe he's just trying to stick it to one of the sponsors that dropped him.
That was the first sponsor to throw him out. It was Accenture. So, yes, maybe a little bit punch right back in their face.
That's just incredible. Here's the deal. When they first started talking about this yesterday, and, of course, it broke right when Outside the Lines and some of the live programming on ESPN television went, so that live right on the spot always throws them off when it's not scripted, and so you got some true thoughts. Can I ask you this? What does people want Tiger Woods to apologize? For what? Tiger Woods does not need to apologize to me, to you, to anybody, except his wife and his family if these allegations and if these things that have been talked about are true. What is he? What? I apologize to my fans. Why? Because he's not playing golf?
Yeah, what did he hurt? If you're that involved in Tiger's personal life, why would you be?
Well, yeah, and I mean, that's what I'm talking about a little bit, too. I mean, What he did morally was wrong, but did he break any laws? Well, he ran into a tree, so I guess you got to fix the tree. Maybe ran into a fire hydrant, you got to fix the fire hydrant. But what he did is a personal issue, and maybe he could apologize to the PGA Tour because he cost him money or a couple of the tournaments that he missed. And like they said, by now Tiger would have only played two tournaments anyway. If he's coming back in a couple, 3 weeks, if that's what this is all about, then he's not going to miss a whole lot of golf.
Well, everybody expects him to be back for the Masters. I would assume that the majors mean that much to Tiger that he would be back for them, and I think that's what everybody's expecting to hear in the morning, that, you know what, all this is behind him, whether he's with his wife, whether he's not with his wife. Once again, that's their issue.
Well, and again,
people want to hear when he's coming back.
This hasn't been a long layoff, people. This has not been a long layoff, and that's the interesting thing. That's what fodders our talk here. That's what lets us discuss this on talk shows and let people blog about it and chat about it online and on sports talk shows. This is not a very long layoff. What's more important, the Masters or his personal life, his family, his kids, his wife? I expect if he's coming back to play golf, he's also going to say that my wife, Elin, and I have reconciled to the point where she says it's okay for me to go back and play golf and is comfortable with that, or at least some words to that effect. Otherwise, he shouldn't be coming back to play golf.
Yes, and she's hired two bodyguards to make sure I don't see the outside of my hotel room when I'm off the golf course, or something to that effect. I like that he's doing it on his own terms, and the questions, he will not be blasted immediately, because, you know, there's some reporters out there that want to make a name for themselves that would get right to the, you know, they want to know the details, and really, once you cross that line to personal life, professional life, he's not going to answer those questions. I don't think he'll ever answer those questions, will he?
No, not until the book comes out. Not until the book comes out. So that's the major story here is what Tiger has to do.
Yeah, Doug, you throw that major story in, and then the NBA All-Star deadline, or the NBA trade deadline this afternoon at 2:30. I know you're involved in that.
Oh, God.
Amari Stoudemire.
Oh. Holy moly.
And Anton Jameson.
Oh, I'm so worried. I'm so concerned. Oh, Derek, are you concerned about your trade deadline today?
Nah, not really. The Suns have come out and said they're probably not going to deal Amari Stoudemire, but you never know. I mean, that could change depending on if somebody offers, you know, whatever. But I was actually kind of surprised to see Zydrunas Ilgauskas involved in that trade yesterday. He's been a long-time Cav and a good player there, but headed over to the Wizards now.
How do you got to feel? How do you feel when you're playing for a team that could be contending for the NBA title, and then all of a sudden you're shipped to Washington? Man, that's just terrible.
Yeah, it is just terrible. But the Cavs got a great deal. They brought in Anton Jameson, who I think right after Amari Stoudemire, I think he was probably the next best fit. So,
yeah, and they still rumors this morning that Stoudemire and the Cavs, that would be the most logical deal, Derek, at this point.
Yeah, I think it would, but now that they've gotten Jameson, I think they kind of addressed the need of having another big man slash scorer to kind of help out LeBron James. So the word from the Suns is they're probably not going to trade Stoudemire now, but, I mean, there have been rumors swirling about Amari Stoudemire's move for, I think, two or three seasons now.
You know, something else I saw, and then, Derek, maybe you know something about this, because I don't even know the two guys that are involved, but have I read somewhere that there is a title fight that could possibly, they want to have it at Yankee Stadium? Do you know, you have any idea, have you seen this story?
I don't think I have, actually.
Well, they want to have it at Yankee Stadium, but the date that they want to have it, and it coincides, there's a Mexican or a Spanish festival that they'd like to have it right before, because of the two fighters that are involved. And again, I just kind of glanced at this story. But the big thing is, they're not sure if they can have it at Yankee Stadium because a couple of the luxury boxes have been rented out for a bar mitzvah.
Yeah,
and they have been promised 30 minutes of big screen time on the big screen so that they can show photos, you know, of the kids and the mitzvahing. Whatever you do at a bar mitzvah.
I've got the story up right here, ESPN.com, guys. Jewish boxing champion Yuri Foreman hopes to defend his title at Yankee Stadium in June. He is taking on Miguel Cotto, but unless a bar mitzvah gets in the way, it says, quote right here, Aram, who is the promoter, they've leased out some lounges for this bar mitzvah, and part of the deal was for a half hour so they could use the big screen in center field to show pictures and all that sort of stuff. Obviously, you can't do that if there's a fight going on, so he's kind of weird there.
So, you know what's going to happen. So whoever rented the bar mitzvah, they just paid for a lot of things. And again, if you're holding your bar mitzvah at Yankee Stadium, I'm guessing you don't need the Yankees to write you a check to move it. You're probably pretty well off in the old bank account yourself.
Go ahead and move that to the Grand Caymans if you want to.
Yeah. So if they can't work it out with the folks with the bar mitzvah, then they have to move the fight to Madison Square Garden, it looks like.
Wow, that's weird.
Have you ever heard of anything so insane?
No, but I tell you what, boxing, when you get a boxing fight, there's all kinds of, you know, well, this side wants this side wants that, but I've never heard of anything like that.
Why would they need that big of a venue? Surely Yankee Stadium would be more than, I mean, how many people can attend a boxing?
It's all about the big screen. You want to utilize the big screen for the boxing, and then all of a sudden, between round 5 and 6, here's pictures of Johnny, I don't even know a good name to use here, but, you know, Johnny growing up, and now here's the bar mitzvah. That's the craziest thing I've seen in a couple of days here. We are at the Quest Center in Omaha, where we have the 2010 State High School Wrestling Tournament going on here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Everybody involved with what's going on out there, and I'll tell you what, good night for, or good day, I think, for the Americans yesterday at the Olympics. Shawn White gets a gold, and Lindsey Vonn gets a gold. Let's face it, come on. We all wanted her to win.
No one even thought she was going to be able to go 10 days ago. Then for her to somehow get down and win by over a half a second on a track that was a pure sheet of ice, probably one of the most dangerous downhill tracks ever in Olympic history. You know, many people that are close to the sport comparing the run downhill she made to Eric Heiden, to Bonnie Blair, to other great Olympic Winter Olympic Games people, and think it will be remembered as that.
Well, a lot more going on today. I'm looking forward to Daddy's Olympic update. There'll be things going on, right? And curling. How long can a curling match possibly last? I am not kidding you. I came to Omaha last night. The United States looked like they were going to beat Switzerland, I think it was. It was on when I left Kearney. It was on when I got to Omaha, checked into my room, and began getting a meal. It was, and I had stopped off in Lincoln for about an hour. So, I mean, it was like 4-4 when I left Omaha, or Kearney, and it was 6-6 in extra time when I got here. How is that even possible?
I want to know.
Curling's that. Not exciting. It's not continuous action. How can it last multiple hours?
I will say, just in being in a bar-sized restaurant last night, but what were people watching?
Or they restaurant-sized bar. whatever it was.
They weren't watching the Nebraska men's basketball team. They were glued to the curling match. What is America's fetish every 4 years with curling? We see it no other time. We don't see it one other time in four years.
As
soon as curling's on, everybody wants to watch curling. What's the deal with that?
Well, I think it's because it's all that's on. Hey, how about this? They actually have a picture of Tiger Woods, folks. They actually have caught a picture of Tiger Woods, and this is an intentional one because he's jogging near his home yesterday. So it's a recent picture of Tiger jogging near his home with the long sleeve shirt and shorts and a hat, and looks like his grill's just fine.
Looks like he didn't balloon up 40 pounds, people. He's ready to go. Looks like he could step out there tomorrow and get it done.
Well, let's take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, we want to talk a little Husker basketball, a little Hastings basketball, and a little local sports, plus more on the state wrestling tournament. This is the Doug and Daddy Show.
State wrestling coverage from Omaha continues on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio with an update from Doug Duda. Brought to you by...
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Mann, Gosler, and Kofal. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Best of luck to all the wrestlers at State from Hellman, Mann, Gosler, and Kofal.
I'm Doug Duda with this update during the Doug and Daddy Show here. This is the very latest from the state wrestling and Class C at 152 pounds. Your winners included Travis Marish of Central City and Tanner Balfour of Sergeant Burwell. Jared Pukacher of Grand Island Central Catholic was defeated. C-145, Matt Klingensmith of Kearney Catholic wins 2-1. Austin Wilson of St. Cecilia, winner 17-0. Chad Fenske of Sergeant Burwell beats Chance Cosgrove of Donovan Trumbull at 140 pounds. Jacob Brown of Central City, Scott Matson of Kearney Catholic, and Jensen McTavish of Wood River were winners. Taylor Premer of Red Cloud Blue Hill and Tyler Rota St. Paul were defeated at 135 pounds. Alex Stepanek of St. Paul, the winner. Heath Maurer of Donovan Trumbull, Justin Milia of Ord, Alex Vitek of Wood River, Drew Peterson of Central City, all defeated. Class C-130, your winners were Wes Walton of Central Catholic, Joe Tickle of St. Cecilia, and Michael Rogers of Kearney Catholic. Losing, Cy Thomas of Southern Valley, Derek Holt of St. Paul, Jeff Both of Ord, and Josh Dickinson from Central City. And at 125 pounds in Class C, Toby Thompson of Loomis Bertrand and Garrett Lambrecht of Wood River were winners. Zach Small of St. Cecilia, Eric Knight of Central City were defeated. The latest in Class B at 120 Well, let's double check what we had here. In Class B at 145 pounds, Andrew McDonald of Aurora and Tin Trong of Hastings were winners. Spencer Isaacson of Holdridge, Bill Reynoso of Lexington were defeated. At 140 pounds, Rolando Gonzalez of Lexington, Dallin Johnson of Holdridge were winners. Matt Barker of Hastings, Cody Gillian of Adams Central lost. At 135, Ryan Alexander of Adams Central, Brandon Picorni of Northwest lost. The first four Northwest wrestlers were defeated today. Adam Joseph of Adams Central and Colton Durr of Cozad, winners at 130 pounds. Zach Moore of Hastings, Logan Kent of Aurora were defeated. We'll have more next hour.
More wrestling updates on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation through the finals.
Here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. We are live at the Quest Center in Omaha for the 2010 state championships. And, Tony, explain to me Nebraska men's basketball. Just explain it to me. That's all I want. I'm going to sit back and I'm going to listen.
Well, last night you come out and they shoot 58.3% from the field. The last two games, I believe it was something like 32.1 and then 23 point something. They get hot. It looks like maybe they're starting to roll. Maybe they're up by nine. Can they push it further and basically take over the game? Well, they're unable to do that. Here comes Kansas State back. And I guess you wouldn't call it a colossal collapse because they did come back at the end, had an opportunity. To explain, Doug, what happened, you really can't. They score 87 points, you think. You score 87 points, the team's going to win.
Well, yeah, season high, wasn't it?
Yeah, you know, score 87 points, the team wins by 15. Now they give up 91, and Kansas State, the better team, found a way to get it done, and they end up winning. Nebraska loses their loses again. They're not. Well, for at least they were competitive. They played hard. Yeah, 58.3. They shot 31.6 and 28.1 the previous two games. Now they shoot 58% and still can't win.
Yeah, it's, you know, you lose 55-53 and you lose 91-87. It's just a hard game. It's a hard group to figure out. It's a hard group.
40-point loss to Texas, which you have no chance. I mean, that game was 28-12 or something. I mean, it was over 4 minutes into it. Now this one, you think... Yeah, you thought, here they go, they're finally going to, you know, their hard work is going to pay off, they're going to get a win on the road, defeat a top 10 team. No, it doesn't happen like that. And it comes down to the end, and you got a chance, you don't even get a shot off. That's what's, it's not like one rolled, you know, went in and rimmed out. No, you didn't even get a shot off. You didn't even, I don't even know what, you know, you got to get a shot off.
And the Nebraska women, a winner last night. But again, it was a battle at the Devaney Center. 60-50, they take the win over Iowa State, the 13th-ranked team in the country. And I know it always sounds like, wow, that's all we won by. God, this team, this is the first year they've been really good. And already Husker fan saying, what's going on? What's the problem? What's going on here? And Nebraska, we were talking with Todd Hendricks of the Lincoln Journal Star down here at State Wrestling. He was at the game last night talking about, you know, Nebraska's actually been kind of on a good run here playing teams that are injured, beat up, and they're not putting them away.
Well, Kansas, supposedly an All-American candidate, blows her ACL. Her player of the year preseason of the Big 12 blows her ACL. She's gone. Last night, Allison Lacey, Cyclones leading scorer and nation leader in assist to turnover ratio, didn't play. Suffered a mild concussion in practice. It's one of those things that, yeah, you seem to be dodging all these things. And after the last two games on the road, the Nebraska has really struggled in against Kansas and Missouri. You come home to the confines and maybe you get a 10-point win, maybe breathe a sigh of relief. You get Colorado coming up. Looks to be one you should handle. Oklahoma is going to be the big test. And I think everybody realizes that. But if somehow, and Todd said it, if somehow this team can win their next four games and then go undefeated in the league, then you get the one seed, obviously. You would go face an eight seed, which he said could be the likes of Texas A&M that's ranked 8th or 14th or 15th in the country.
Yeah, Todd made an interesting point that if Nebraska could run the table and guarantee themselves that number one seed, that there's no reason to bang yourself around in that conference tournament. And that it wouldn't be a bad idea to just, well, you know what, we're going to show up and we're going to play some second-teamers and we're going to see what happens. Because why put yourself through the gauntlet of the Big 12 tournament if you already have the number one seed locked up? It doesn't do you any good to win the first one and then win the second one and then lose in the championship game. Get out of there, get some rest, and give yourself a chance in the NCAA tournament. It's weird, but it's true.
Oh, yeah, you certainly think it would be very physically taxing to play the three rated teams back-to-back-to-back days and come out with anything positive in that tournament.
Yeah, so I thought that was a very interesting point. And Nebraska, again, I said it a couple, 3 weeks ago already, they're due to lose, but they're not doing it. They're finding ways to win every single time, and hopefully that continues when they get into the postseason.
Well, Doug, you find a way to win last night. Vonnie Turner was bad behind the arc, 0-for. You know what? They've been one of your scorers. Kelsey Griffin held to a season low 11 points, basically non-existent. But other people find a way to step up, and one of them was the Moore girl, the point guard that has been distributing the ball as of lately. She steps up and turns into that scoring role last night when they needed her to. I believe 6 of 11 or something like that on the night. So there's different people finding a way to get it done, and that's what's going to carry this team into the tournament, in that NCAA tournament. And if they're going to make some noise and make a run and have a chance to go however far you think they're going to go, if you think the Elite Eight would be a great deal, or maybe a Final Four, which if you're a one seed, certainly wouldn't be out of the question to dream about. That's something to think about. They're very, very well-rounded, and they got plenty of weapons out there to get it done.
Doug and Daddy Show with you here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us here today as we will be giving you results throughout the day and every hour here on ESPN at our network of stations. You can go to ESPNSuperstation.com and check out the very latest when it comes to high school wrestling. And if you missed any results, we got them there for you.
Doug, before we get to wrestling and talking some local Hastings and UNK stuff, can I just say, Just when it looked like Nebraska last night in men's, though, had an opportunity to do some things, there's a hip check, which our guy is knocked to the floor. No call. Then they call a foul, which I don't even think the guy got touched, on the same play. Our guy's laying on the ground wondering what happens. Doc gets a technical. Do we ever get a call?
No, and something needs to be done about it. I mean, if you're on the other side of this, something needs to be done about it. It doesn't matter if you're Colorado or Nebraska or pick any other team towards the bottom of the conference. Games need to be officiated fairly, and I'll tell you what, they're not. They're flat out not, and there's no reason for it. It's just, as one person told me before, this is a different scenario. It's not like these officials are living in Manhattan, Kansas. They're from all over the country, and they're coming in. As one official told me once that officiates some UNK games, he goes, you know what? I don't buy my groceries in Alamosa, Colorado. I buy my groceries in Kearney, Nebraska. So if UNK gets a couple of calls when they're at home, then they get a couple of calls when they're at home. Well, that's a whole different scenario when you go to Division I athletics.
You're exactly right. They're talking about coming from all over the country. Yeah, they should be impartial, and I don't know if the crowd has something to do with it. I don't know if it's the point where Doc seems to be every trip down the floor on somebody's back, butt, whatever you want to say. Does that come? I think every coach rides those guys. Bill Self, you know, rides those guys. You go on down the line of coaches in the Big 12 to ride the officials, but it just seems to me that when it comes to crunch time and you're looking for a call, it usually, 9 times out of 10, well, I can't even think of the 1 time out of 10 that it goes Nebraska's way, to be honest with you.
May have just seen the quickest pin so far today. Shaquille Barrett of Boys Town, a 15-second win. Whistle blows, takes him straight to his back, pin, over what could be the longest consolidation here. Humboldt, Table Rock, Steiner, Pawnee City. That's one of them. And there's a couple that now have like six towns going together for wrestling. Daddy, bad news for Hastings College last night. Dana went on a 23-0 run to jump out to a 27-6 lead and then held off 17th-ranked Hastings men 88-83, and that knocked them out of the race for the conference title.
That's a Nebraska-esque run. I mean, the scoring drought, 23-0, obviously you can't handle that at any level, but that takes you out of the game early. Then so much energy is taken getting back in, you're probably about out of energy when you do finally catch up, and then you just run out of time.
Hastings men and women will wrap up the regular season when they head to the Corn Palace in Mitchell, South Dakota this Saturday for a doubleheader with Dakota Wesleyan. The Dakota Wesleyan men are ranked 7th in the country. Women at 1, the men at 3. You'll hear it on 1230 AM KHAS. Girls sub-district basketball continues around the area tonight. We have got Kennesaw Wilcox Hildreth on Classic Hits 98.9. Kearney Catholic Southern Valley is on ESPN 1460. We'll have the Blue Hills Shelton game on the Breeze 94.5 FM and the Battle of Hastings, St. Cecilia and Adams Central for a sub-district title tonight on 1230 AM KHAS. So that's just some of the basketball. And talking with some of the guys down here at State up around the O'Neill area, boy, they were postponed a couple of nights. There are still some girls' games that have not made it through. They had to play some last night and get into the semifinals today, so that makes it even tougher. Say what you will, those first-round games, most of them shouldn't be close, but every once in a while they are, and that could make it tougher for some of these top seeds in the East and the Northeast.
Well, yeah, I think so. You know, everybody experienced the winds throughout Nebraska, but nobody experienced the snow that a lot of parts of the state got that we didn't in central Nebraska. And I think you're seeing the results of that. It just pushes things back further and further.
Well, Ernie L. says that Tiger Woods is being selfish. You can write that. I feel sorry for the sponsors. Mondays are a good day to make statements, not Friday. This takes a lot away from the golf tournament. So that is what Ernie L. had to say about Tiger Woods going to have a, not a press conference, but making a statement and hearing from him for the first time since this all went down tomorrow morning around 10:30 Central Time.
You think that's the difference between Tiger and all those other golfers? You know what Tiger would have said if Ernie Els was making a statement? I'm focused on this tournament. I don't have time to worry about what Ern's doing. Hell, Ernie's worried about Tiger.
Well,
he's
going to
make a statement about it.
I don't think he's worried. I think somebody asked him. I mean, you know, you got people putting a microphone in your face all the time, all the time, all the time.
I can just tell you that Tiger wouldn't have gave 2 cents of a thought. Hey, guy's got to do what he's got to do, buddy. Way to be you. That's what Tiger would have said.
All right. Well, we will take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Into the heavyweight action here.
Oh, this is your favorite round. We'll be back with more after this.
Hey, you smell smoke?
Yeah, it's my meat. Schroeder Smoked Foods.
It smells pretty good.
It is good.
Can I have a bite?
No.
Schroeder Smoked Foods. Pulled pork, smoked beef, and pork loin. Stop into Schroeder Smoked Foods and dine on delicious barbecue. Or have Schroeder Smoked Foods cater your event. Pick it up. Or have us deliver mouth-watering barbecue to your special event. Online at SchroederSmokedFoods.com. On First Street, behind the First State Bank in Shelton. Schroeder Smoked Foods. Where the fire never goes out.
Ooh. Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper, north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
The flavor of charcoal with the convenience of gas.
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, and if you've ever tasted food from a Traeger pellet grill, then you know how awesome it is. Traeger uses hardwood pellets to infuse your food with sweet, smoky flavor. Use it for ribs, chicken, and steaks, plus homemade chipotle, pizza, even pie. Visit our booth at the Cattleman's Classic for a sample, or stop by our store in Kearney or Grand Island to see our show specials. That's at Builders, where we do grilling best.
Builders does it best.
The days are getting longer and the weather is getting warmer, and Elks Country Golf of Hastings is now taking new members and offering pass cards. Elks Country Golf of Hastings has a driving range, chipping and putting practice greens, a full bar, and great food in a clubhouse that can be used for parties, graduations, weddings, and more. They just added 9 more holes to make it a complete course of 18. So stop by today and get your 2010 membership or pass card to Elks Country Golf of Hastings.
You've heard who the Huskers signed. You've heard the company line. Who's coming off a red shirt? Perhaps wear a black shirt. Now get the rest of the story with Sean Callahan of HuskersIllustrated.com for 3 consecutive nights. Tuesday, February 23rd, Chicken Coop Carney. Wednesday, February 24th, Bullseyes, Hastings. Thursday, February 25th, Indian Head Golf Club, Grand Island. Beginning at 6 each night. Brought to you by Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550.
Come join the family and come join Benici Brothers Pizza this Friday all day long as Benici Brothers celebrates. Benici Brothers Pizza in the food court at Aunt Pride North Burlington Express is celebrating their 1-year anniversary with 99-cent pizza slices all day. Plus, sign up to win prizes, bikes, storm hockey tickets, gift certificates, and free pizza. You don't want to miss the fun and 99-cent pizza slices at Benici Brothers Pizza. Grab a slice or take home a whole pie of Benici Brothers Pizza this Friday.
Some breaks that are possible in spots early today. Otherwise, look for cloudy skies to develop with a high of around 34 with a slight chance of snow showers late with north winds 5 to 10. There's a chance of light snow tonight with an inch or two possible. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 37.
And the Doug and Daddy Show rolls on from the Quest Center in Omaha, where the state high school wrestling championships are in the heavyweights, and then the quarterfinal rounds are just about ready to get underway. One of the stories we'll be watching, Christian Nielsen of Wood River will be taking on Molly Glur of Southern Valley. Four young ladies in the tournament this year. Could set up that Brittany Taylor, the first gal to ever make it into the finals, could meet up with Kearney's Hunter Bamford in the quarterfinals tonight, and I know that's one that Kearney fans are kind of looking forward to.
Yeah, it was one of those... She's in the finals a year ago, returns to state this year, and I think a lot of people realize it's one of those deals everybody knows out there. She's a very, very good tactical staller in wrestling. They don't call her for it very often. If she would happen to get ahead of Hunter, probably some bad things could happen. It could be one of those deals that the upset could be in the making. Hopefully, if you're a Kearney High wrestling fan, that won't happen.
Again, Kearney and Grand Island, they're ranked 1 and 2. Grand Island number 1, Kearney number 2, and they won't start wrestling until 4:30 this afternoon along with the Class D schools, and that includes Amherst, who's ranked number 1 and has sent 12 kids. Of course, Kearney and Grand Island has sent their entire team of 14, which is just starting to become the norm, I guess, in Class A. And then you take a look at B and C. Again, if you won this morning, you're getting ready to go in the quarters. If you lose that first match or the second match, you'll be coming back tomorrow in the wrestle background. And, Tony, we've talked about it with numerous coaches and Ross Halford from Husker Mat and a variety of folks. Just because you get beat doesn't mean that it's all over. You got to hang in there because there have been so many times Kearney has got up to that second-place trophy, team trophy, by wrestling strong in those wrestle back rounds and coming back and getting some nice medals on Saturday.
Yeah, all those points add up. And, you know, you're going to have to wrestle some more matches if you're going to come all the way back through the loser's bracket. Everybody else just kind of hanging out when they win. But a lot of points are gathered, especially for those team races, in that loser's bracket. I think it's very important that, you know, you lose and you see some kids that, oh, my gosh, state tournament's over, and you really feel self-defeated. But you see other kids battle back and make a run and can come all the way back in the medal and get some points for that team. By the way, a Bertrand Loomis wrestler going right now at heavyweight. Dakota Vota looks to be ahead 3-2. No, excuse me, that guy just reversed him. It's 4-3 here in the second period. 30 seconds remain in the second period.
I know Seth Smeter from Ord is just getting ready to go. We've got some Minden kids that are wrestling over in the Class B. C seems to be moving along a little bit quicker. Let's give you some results here at this point and let you know what's going on with the state meet from our last report. We'll start in Class C, 171 pounds. Jonathan Martin of Wood River, a winner by pin. Nick Lee of Donovan Trumbull and Jordan Seidel of Sergeant Burwell were defeated. At 160 pounds, Blake Augustine of Ord, a winner, 18-2. Jeremiah Staraska of Grand Island Central Catholic, a winner, 18-3. Cameron Lennart of Central City, he wins by a pin, in 434. At 152 pounds, Tanner Balfour of Sergeant Burwell and Travis Marish of Central City were winners. They'll face off in the quarterfinals. Jared Punkature of Grand Island Central Catholic was beaten by a score of 11-3. Matt Klingensmith, Scott Mattson, Anthony Pacheco were all winners for Kearney Catholic earlier today in their matches here in Class C. And Michael Rogers also a winner. So the Stars did go 4-0 this morning. A good morning for Hastings St. Cecilia as well. Let's take a look at what happened in Class B lately. Tanner Hawks of Kennesaw Shelton a winner, 7-1. And Grand Island Northwest, a tough first round here, Tony. They have not found a winner yet. Justin Rorick was defeated by a pin in 5-12, and their first five wrestlers were defeated, and that leaves it up to Jacob Grease to try and get a win at heavyweight. At 160 pounds, Ben Vincent of Aurora, Isaac Olson of Adams Central, Travis Clayton of Kennesaw Shelton, they were all winners. Bryce Lewis of Minden, a winner by a pin in under a minute at 160 pounds. And at 152, Jack Rafferty of Minden, he's a winner, 6-2. Jake Johnson of Adams Central, a winner by pin. Jose Guerrero of Lexington lost by a pin. And at 145, Tim Trong of Hastings, a winner. So Hastings went 1-2 this morning. Also, Andrew McDonald of Aurora was a winner. Spencer Isaacson of Holdridge was defeated. So that's a few more here from the state wrestling tournament.
My Bertrand Loomis guy is just down 6-3 now with 44 seconds left in that match. So looks like he's going to have a reversal and probably some back points here if he's going to pull that one out. One thing you don't realize.
Toby Thompson did win, though, earlier, Bertrand Loomis. So they sent two, and you do have one win in the bank.
Now, you know, when you mention these little towns, you know, that you're used to seeing in Class D, especially in basketball, say if that's what you follow, you don't realize that Kennesaw Shelton is a Class B, you know, B school. They obviously, when you combine them, the school enrollments go together, and you start to see teams you normally don't see up in the B and C ranks, which is interesting as far as wrestling goes.
888-455-ESPN, that's the phone number. You can email us anytime, douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com, douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com.
Dead Popper inbox, the Riz chimes in today saying, curling up, Dave. True story, the captain just choked again on another shot. In the words of Barack Obama, it's time for change.
Oh, my goodness. Calling out the captain of the United States men's curling team.
Who we would say his name, but we don't know that.
Yeah, we don't care. We just don't care, people. Glad to have you along with us. State wrestling tomorrow night, semifinals live on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM, and should be a lot of kids from the area competing tomorrow night at 6 o'clock as we take care of what's going on in every single class going on out there. Another update here for you. Class C, 189 pounds, the very latest. Tyson Sutton of Central City, a winner. Jacob Merrill of Donovan Trumbull lost by a pin. Jonathan Muko of Ravenna was defeated by a score of 13-4. Dexter Becker of Southern Valley lost a close one, 6-5, in his match at Class C, 189 pounds.
Only five undefeated wrestlers at this year's state tournament. That's a relatively small number, isn't there?
Just in that class, Tony.
Oh, that would make sense.
Hey, breaking news, breaking news, breaking news, breaking news, breaking news, breaking news. This is breaking news, Tony. Just coming across, I know that you've been waiting for this, but Daytona is going to begin to repair turn two.
Well, if they start today, when will they be done? Will they be done in time for next year's race? We'll have to move that somewhere.
I don't know. It's just comical. I guess it's comical. It is very, very comical. Daddy, one thing that we didn't really talk about yesterday, and of course when you got to have a little football every day on the sports talk show circuit, Nebraska coaches are saying that the quarterbacks are going to go without the green jerseys and there's going to be some contact in spring ball.
You know, that's do we have that many quarterbacks? So if something would happen to one or two of them, that we'd feel good about the situation?
Well, our buddy Steve Sippel also said that he would not be shocked if Taylor Martinez was the starting quarterback at the University of Nebraska next year.
Oh, gosh. Now, obviously, Sip has maybe saw a couple more practices than we have. obviously Sip hears some more things than we do. Let's be honest. The starting quarter, how can you say that after the bowl game? did we not just witness the bowl game which Zach Lee finally had after he got healthy?
That was your favorite quarterback. I can't believe it wouldn't happen.
Well,
I can't.
Apparently, when the kid's healthy, he's pretty good. And if he's not, good, why would you seem to think Taylor Martinez all of a sudden jumps ahead of Cody Green? Now, I'm not saying all of a sudden my phone will blow up. That, oh God, Tony thinks Cody. No, but it's pretty obvious that with the years and around the program that he would have a leg up still on Taylor Martinez. And I don't know. It'd be hard for me to believe that Zach Lee would not be the starter at quarterback, barring injury. And of course, if he's going without green practice jersey, there's probably a chance that he'd get injured. Which I can't believe they would let that happen. But.
Well, before we go to our final break here on the Doug and Daddy Show, Molly Glur of Southern Valley is wrestling in the quarterfinals against unbeaten Christian Nielsen of Wood River. And Nielsen, after a little struggle here early on, is taking over the match in round one or period one. He had an early takedown, and Glur was able to get out of it. And then he had a quick takedown and cut her loose. And now he has a takedown right towards the end of the period. So Nielsen is up 6-2 over Glur of Southern Valley. In Class C, and Molly has 31 victories on the season.
31-6. Congratulations. Wonderful year.
Fremont has a female wrestler. Anselmo Myrna has a female wrestler. And then, of course, Brittany Taylor, the defending Class A runner-up last year, wrestling at 103 pounds. And she is in the field as well. We will take a break, and when we come back, we'll update you on what's going on after this.
Have you ever been so excited about a fishing trip that you've lost sleep? Would you rather be driving a boat right now? Do you wish your kids could watch more bobbers and less TV? Would you really, really rather be fishing? Then you belong in Bass Pro Shops, where great gear, great prices, and the great outdoors all meet up. Bass Pro Shops, your adventure starts here. For store locations, free catalogs, and online shopping, go to BassPro.com.
Thanks for calling Sears Automotive Center.
Can you fix my car?
Well, at Sears, our ASE-certified Blue Automotive crew mechanics know cars inside and out. We'll find the problem and give you the best price, guaranteed.
Brakes.
Yes.
Tires.
Yep.
Struts.
Of course.
Oil changes.
Totally.
Helsinki smash rod.
You just made that word up, sir.
You're good.
Act now and save on Cooper, Michelin, and Goodyear tires during Sears President's Day Tire Sale through February 16th. Plus, get up to $80 cash back by mail on a purchase of 4 Goodyears before February 28th. Visit SearsAuto.com to learn more. Sears. Life well spent.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Need health coverage? Now you can get the best of both. Personal service from your local Farm Bureau agent and a health plan from a company you know and trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. Call today and find out about the great rates and great coverage available through your Farm Bureau agent. Among the many benefits, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska members enjoy fast and accurate processing of their claims. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers are proud to serve the Kearney area. Call them today at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 to learn more about affordable health plans for you, your family, or your business. Farm Bureau agents are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Some breaks that are possible in spots early today. Otherwise, look for cloudy skies to develop with a high of around 34 with a slight chance of snow showers late with north winds 5 to 10. There's a chance of light snow tonight with an inch or two possible. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 37.
And welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show live today from the Quest Center in State Wrestling going on right now. B and C starting the second round. the quarterfinal round going on right now. If you won this morning, you come right back and wrestle. If you were a loser this morning, you wait until tomorrow and stick around then and try and fight your way back through that loser's bracket. So these kids right back trying to get their two wins on the day. Now, A&D do not start. If you're an A&D wrestling fan, they do not start till 4 o'clock or 4:30 this afternoon. So BNC goes right now, and they reverse that every year. It's just the way it falls this year. A&D go this afternoon. Derek, we got to go to the Dent Popper inbox where Ken chimes in. As you know, Tiger Woods is not one of my favorite people. Having said that, I think he owes an apology to the following. One, his sponsors and to the PGA for all the negative publicity he has caused. All the kids who considered him a role model. The black community for a deterioration in race relations he has caused. And last but not least, Doug and Daddy for all the harassment they have and will endure for being his buddy. Thanks, Irish kid. It's tough to say when you know, on a moral issue.
You guys don't like Tiger anyway. You guys are Phil fans, aren't you?
Doug's more of a Phil fan. I've always been a Tiger, kind of a Tiger lover, and it's probably because, you know, when you got brothers, one of them takes a side. He likes North Carolina, so I like Duke. He likes Phil, so I like Tiger. One of those deals, more than anything. But I think that what the guy obviously has done from a golf standpoint is something that will never be seen, or you say will never be seen again. Now, you said that about Jordan, Kobe, and LeBron came along. You know, so there's a lot of comparisons out there, he didn't kill anybody. He didn't really break the law, as Doug stated earlier, other than a minor traffic incident. Now, on the moral side of things, who he needs to apologize to, probably between him, his wife, and maybe whatever spiritual contact you wanted in, his God of some sort. So, nonetheless, that's who he has to apologize in my mind. His sponsors, yeah, a lot of them dropped him, so the sponsors kind of got back him by taking away millions and millions of dollars. Now, if that's a big deal, when you got that many million already, maybe that's not a big deal. But nonetheless, Derek, you got an Olympic update on what's going on today
at
the Whistler and Cypress Mountain venue?
Yeah, absolutely. Today is officially day seven of the Olympics, officially. And a couple of events going on today. Got the women's 15K and men's 20K biathlons. That's going on at Whistler Olympic Park there. The skeleton men and women start at 7 p.m. tonight. Looks like snowboarding, the women's half pipe going on this afternoon. Curling, men's round robin continues throughout today. The women's round robin a little later on tonight. Figure skating, the men's free program. That's your favorite there, Daddy. Men's ice hockey coming up a little later. USA taking on Norway this afternoon. 3 until 5:30 p.m. is when that one's scheduled. A couple other hockey games as well. Women's ice hockey, USA taking on Finland. About 5:30 this afternoon, and some women's speed skating going on today as well.
Wow. A lot of action going on. Derek, are you upset that the Americans have overtaken the Germans in the medal count?
Oh, no, absolutely not. Those are the two that I cheer for, and as long as they're 1 and 2 in front of Canada, then I'm happy there.
In front of Canada.
Well, yeah. Did you hear Canada? They said they were gonna be on the pedestal the most. They were gonna be up there just taking medals. And yeah, they're fourth overall, but I think they only got six. So they're trailing.
Yeah, five entering the day. If they got one more, so I'm about almost seven back of where the Americans are right now.
That's what you get for having a crappy venue with no snow.
Yeah, did you know when you're having to truck in snow for the Winter Olympics, that's not right.
Yeah, it's not right. And just south, we have all this snow up in the upper northeast, and they can't get any up in Vancouver.
Do you think what Lindsey Vonn, is that a big deal with what she's went through and all the attention and all the hype that was on her?
Yeah, and I think that's one person that actually benefited from you know, the no snow and having to postpone some of these events. She got to rest that deep bruise that she had in her shin, and she captured gold. I think she's back at it today in the women's downhill as well, going for another medal. So a couple of gold medals went out yesterday. One to Lindsey Vonn, one to Shawnee Davis in the racing, and the third one is eluding me right now, but we did capture three medals yesterday. Oh, Sean White, the flying tomato.
Yeah.
In the half
pipe. Nice.
So, yeah, they had three golds yesterday for the U.S.
Nice, nice, nice. Daddy, don't forget, tomorrow they run for the fun.
Oh, it is opening day at Fonter Park, and a lot of people are looking forward to that. Hopefully the sun will shine, and we'll have a great day for racing over there and get the meet started off on a high note.
Again, Friday and Saturday, the first couple of weekends, and we'll have updates on our networks of stations as well here on ESPN and KHAS and all that we have to bring to you.
Doug, I want to remind you that with wrestling going on here, we know there's little kids wrestling going on back at home starting to come up. Misco Sports in the downtown Kearney Center. Singlets. They got the
headgear.
They got the headgear.
The knee pads.
They got it all for you. They've been doing it forever.
Yeah, that's right. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center, whether it's little kids wrestling, whether you're getting ready for spring sports season, because let's face it, after this weekend, all these wrestlers are done. Some are already looking forward to the track season. They've got new track shoes coming in daily. If it's travel basketball that you've got going on, whether it's for the big kids or the little kids, they can get you uniforms, outfits, basketballs, travel bags. And Misco Sports reminds you it's never too early to think about their favorite sport, baseball and softball. Get that new glove now because they've got gear coming in, and they can order for you whatever you want for the upcoming season at Misco Sports on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center.
But, Mom, my church group's going skiing, and I don't have a coat like all the cool kids. Misco's.
Red Ledge and Columbia ski coats, 50% off. 50% off.
Check it out today, Misco's on the bricks in downtown Kearney Center.
Well, Derek, anything else we need to get to on this Thursday?
No, I think you guys covered it all.
Well, I hope so. It was a struggle, but we got it done. I would just like to say I could have used something besides fish yesterday. And they don't serve steak here at the Quest Center. I'm just throwing it out. I'm just throwing it out.
It doesn't take very long.
I can't believe you ate steak in front of me. Yeah, that's what Daddy did it. Yeah, that's because that's the kind of guy Daddy is.
You
steak
know
right in front of him.
Did I have a 20-ounce T-bone? No, I had a salad.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Daddy had a salad.
This round doesn't take as long.
No, the quarterfinal round, because there aren't as many matches, is going to move around, move along a little bit. So keep it here. We'll keep you up to date. And you can find out more on our website at ESPNSuperstation.com. We'll join you tomorrow with a lot more going on here from the Quest Center in Omaha. Hopefully catch up with a couple of the coaches and see how things are going. Don't forget, updates all day long. And if you miss anything, tonight at 10 o'clock, it's the Kling & Smith Chiropractic Wrap-Up Show on KKPR-FM 98.9, starting at 10 o'clock this evening. For the Big Daddy, Tony Davis, I'm Doug Duda. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Let's face it, shopping isn't on your list of favorite activities. But when you're getting great style at a great price, it's a little less like getting a root canal and a little more like getting tickets to the playoffs. This week at the JCPenney Get It All Sale, get Levi's jeans that look perfect at a more than perfect price. The men's store inside JCPenney is the smart place to get in, find it, and get going.
Now through Saturday, get Levi's 514 Slim Straight and 505 Regular Fit for just $32.99 and Levi's 511 Skinny Fit for just $36.99. Style, quality, and price matter. JCPenney.
A lot of people keep a can of general-purpose lubricant at home in their junk drawer. And as far as I'm concerned, that's exactly where it belongs. Because if I've got a stuck bolt, I want penetrating oil, period. When I need to lubricate a chain, I use Chain Lube. End of story. If I don't want a greasy mess, I go with dry lubricant. One can can't do it all. That's why I use Liquid Wrench. Find out which Liquid Wrench is right for your next job at liquidwrench.com.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Whether it comes in a glass, on a plate, or in a bucket, Cunningham's Journal in the Loft has specials that year in and year out make them a favorite with Kearney area sports fans. College or pro, the TVs are always on, the crowd turned up, the food and snacks hot, and the beverages cold. Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, rolling through the winter and spring sports seasons. And when the game isn't on, the live entertainment is at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, downtown Kearney.
Potter Park track announcer Steve Anderson knows the horses like he talks to them.
Another link that I have back.
Listen for his morning reports Friday at 9:35 and weekends at 11:20.
And we come back into the
brought to you by Heeks Office Grand Island, Hastings, and Kearney. Weekday afternoons, the late scratches. More stories from the track and the Daily Double. Fridays 3:15, weekends 2:35.
Race by the Grandstand.
Brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Reports from Fodder. All racing season on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550.
The Second Amendment, one of the most threatened rights in our Constitution. At Old Market Firearms, we recognize the importance of the Second Amendment as essential to the Nebraska way of life. No matter what the season, Old Market Firearms is your source for all your sports shooting needs. In this uncertain political climate, their expert repair, service, and supply of handguns, shotguns, and rifles are a welcome reassurance. Old Market Firearms, 713 West 1st Street in Hastings. Old Market Firearms, right on target.
From my cold, dead hands.
If you have grain to move, nothing moves like a Mayrath auger, and Stadler Implement in Minden is your local Mayrath auger dealer. Stadler carries everything you need to keep the job running smooth, from Kraus tillage tools to three-point blades and box scrapers. Go see Carl and the gang at Stadler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you get. Remember to bring in your meter units and have them tested before you need them again.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!